What are you talking about?
Now, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the one that is truly on the horns of the altar, that understand God's assignment and responsibility and his hand upon their life. And you don't take it lightly. You're serious about serving God. Amen? There's an intensifying in the atmospheres. Like the lines have been drawn. And the army is marching forward. But in order for these atmospheres to be changed and the kingdom of God to be manifested, we have to stay true to our assignments. I mentioned earlier the world and the earth. In Ephesians 2 and 2, you don't have to go there on the screen, but in Ephesians 2 and 2, we see that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, or the ruler, or the prince of the world, which is the cosmos. And in Psalm 24 and 1, we see where the earth is the Lord's. Now, I'm talking about two different things, the earth and the world. The earth is the Lord's. This thing here is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the enemy in this realm of the heavenlies has created a world, a cosmos. Now, what's happening in Isaiah 60, the word says for us, the church, to arise and shine, for our light has come. Is that right? And the glory of the Lord. This year, there's a glory that's come to the house, that's come to your life. Amen. And the Lord is saying, arise and shine, for your light has come. So what he's saying, we are rising up out of the topos. You know, in other words, there's an arising. A light's going to start to shine. People are going to come to that light. But there's an arising. Now, my point, anything that rises up out of the topos into the cosmos is subject to warfare. Is subject to warfare. Now, if you've sensed an intensity, even in time of blessing, there's an intensifying of opposition. Or the enemy starts to try to crowd you. You know, people that were once one way kind of get funky with you, or funny. You know, it like where you had peace in some places, it ain't no peace there no more. Unless you bring the peace. Come on. You know, it's just like the enemy is starting to oppose you. Why? Because you started to rise. Your light is shining. That's what the Lord said, arise and shine. He said, darkness is going to cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but your light has come. I want to show you something very important concerning what's happening in your life. Tell somebody, wake up and smell that coffee. Jacob, in Genesis 32, I believe, he fell asleep at Bethel, where his father, his grandfather, had set stones in order, built an altar, and opened the heavens. When Jacob fell asleep there, and God sovereignly made him stop there, under the open heaven. When he had the dream, when he woke, he said, God is in this place, and I knew it not. I didn't even know God was here. He said, this is none other than the gate of heaven. But he said, I knew it not. How many are right at the threshold, right at the mouth of the gate of heaven, and don't even realize it? Amen. Jacob, when he understood it, he built an altar and began to worship God. But I want to show you what exactly is going to start happening. And I hope some of you can receive it. I'm going to speak prophetically to you. As much as I want to try to shift gears, God keeps me saying, keep prophesying, keep decreeing, keep prophesying, keep speaking over my people, prophetic word, keep prophesying the word, keep speaking their future, keep sealing their future, keep speaking light, keep speaking what's about to come. Get people out of where they are so that they can look to where they're going. Amen. Your future is bright. Amen. There's breakthrough for us. There's something coming towards you. I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm going to keep on saying it till folk jump up and say, you know what is happening now? It happened yesterday. I know you said it for a long time, but it came through. Financial miracles, all kind of things are going to all of a sudden just start exploding. Tell somebody, we're standing on the threshold right now. This is a new spiritual season in God. Don't you rest on your spiritual laurels. Don't you get comfortable in church. I don't want you comfortable. I want you itching. I want you on the edge of your seat. If you're not on the edge of your seat, you're taking up too much room. Come on, we carry an atmosphere, and when you're just sitting back, wanting somebody to tickle you, you messing up the atmosphere. But oh, when you start pulling, when you start saying, yeah, that's me. Come on, yeah, I know something been happening. I don't understand this thing, but I know God is up to something. And you're not going to settle for where you are. The elder said it earlier. Stop settling for where you are. Where you are is not God's best for you. I'm telling you, there's something coming toward you. It's coming fast, too. It's coming fast. In baseball, the catcher's got to get down. Catcher can't be up talking to the umpire and the pitch. He got to have his mask on. He got to get the signs, you know, throw that curveball. He got to get down, and he got to have that mid-up where he wants the ball. That's you. You got to get down in your stance. You got to be ready to catch the ball. Here you up here talking and chucking and jiving, and God done threw the ball. Hit you in your head and knock you out. Tell somebody, get ready. Come on, stay ready. Wake up ready. Go to bed ready. Talk about it in the noonday ready. Why? You carry an atmosphere. And the more you talk about it, the more you decree it, the earth says, you know what? We got to yield this increase. We ain't got no choice now. Come on, we got to give up this increase. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth. When we get the church on one accord, nobody coming to be preached to, but everybody bringing theirs. I'm casting in my lot. Listen, I brought my praise with me. Hello? I brought my joy with me. I brought my offering with me. I didn't come so much to get, I came to give. I came to give God glory. I came to honor him. I came to praise him. I came to thank him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, when the church get on that same page. See, everybody don't understand my mission, my assignment. You see, about 3 weeks ago, maybe no, at the turn of this new year, I had a visitation from God. You know, let me describe. When you get a visitation from God, it's not normal. It's not normal. Your mind, everything changes about you. You know, it's one thing to receive a revelation through study, through prayer. You know, you're seeking God and God opens up. It's another thing when he comes and visits you. I'll just give you an indication. When he visits me, I study and I get revelation that through Holy Spirit and through, you know, just, But it's different when he visits. Because when he visits you, something comes on you, or you can't stop worshiping. You don't want to stop worshiping. What he put down in your spirit, you can't get it out of your mind. He's putting that thing in your spirit. You look at the word, and you look at what God is saying to you, and that thing is on you. And I mean, it's not on you for a moment. This thing was on me for almost 3 days. And I knew when it lifted. But I knew God was saying, I'm hiding that in you for a time. And then, interesting enough, Friday night, a man of God began to prophesy some things to me. He only seen me once in his life. I didn't even really know him. But he began to prophesy some things that God had put in me that he hadn't released yet. But the time was soon going to come that he would release it. I've asked you all to help me, to pray for me, that what God put in my spirit, I would be able to articulate to you. I have seen. Come on, I have seen where we're going. And I want you to get on board. Tell somebody, get on board. Don't let doubt keep you back. Don't let your fears, don't let all despair, don't let your experiences stop you. God has a plan this year. Not in the years to come, but this year. God has some stuff. Amen. Sons and daughters of God, I'll say beginning this year, are going to begin to be manifested to the world. You're going to know falsehood when you see it. A lot of deception, a lot of hickamosai and Hyundai and all that stuff, you're going to see right through it. And say, that's not God. All along you thought it was the Lord, and it wasn't God at all. And you'll be able to discern what is true, what is real, what is pure, what is coming from God. It's important. Sons of God will be manifest. Now, this manifestation that's coming to us, you know, manifest means something is there, but it's not made known yet. But it's time for you to manifest. Not Godzilla, but for you to manifest. See, Godzilla had his time. We done caged up Godzilla. But it's time for the sons of God, the daughters of God, to manifest. People, listen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.